This is Redefining the Counterculture on Witten Radio. Make sure to check out our website at wittenradio.com.
Hey guys, we've got a special guest for you today. We're joined by legendary rock icon and KISS frontman, Gene Simmons. Gene, how's it going?
You know, I can't complain. If I did, nobody would care anyway.
I hear you. Gene, it's such an honor to have you on today's show. I'm super excited to talk with you about your collaboration with Wizard World. So we got news that on Friday that you are set to headline at Wizard World in, I believe it's 4 or 5 cities coming up this year. How do you feel about that?
Wow, this is going to be great. You know, I grew up as a comic book geek. KISS has had a 40-year history in comic books, starting with Marvel in the 70s, and our new relationship with Dynamic has KISS comics coming out. In fact, I have my own comic, The Demon, which comes out through Dynamic, and as well I have the Simmons Comics Group, which puts out Zipper, Dominatrix, and Gene Simmons' House of Horrors comics. So I'm a dyed-in-the-wool comic book geek. But before KISS goes off to Europe to tour in May, which is going to be May 1st in Moscow and then all through there, Wizard World, who are, you know, really cool people who bring a kind of fan gathering that you can't find anywhere other than Comic-Con in San Diego, they're bringing the Wizard World all around the country, and I'll be headlining 5 events. If you go to wizardworld.com, you'll get all the info. But starting in March 18th at the Cleveland Agora, I'm going to be headlining there and bringing a bunch of cool musicians. We're going to play all the hits and all that. We'll have fun stuff and bring out some gems as well. But I look forward to meeting the fans at the Wizard World cons. You just go to wizardworld.com, and if you want to see yours truly and our band playing at the Agora, and ticket prices aren't going to be expensive. You know, we're doing this as a kick, so it's going to be like $20 or $30.
Oh, that's
everybody
fine.
Could. Yeah, it's like lunch money. March 18th at Cleveland Agora. Get all the details, wizardworld.com. And also the five cities in total, you'll get all the info on when and where.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's a great, it's going to be a great show, you know, with you guys headlining. And then, of course, the con is going to be amazing as well. And Cleveland's such a great city. You know, you've got the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame Museum there, and the people are just so friendly. The food is great. It's a great town.
We've been coming to Cleveland before you were born.
Oh, wow.
We've been doing this for 43 years because there's no plans of going anywhere. We're having too much of a good time. And I can proudly state, as I sit here talking to you, KISS is America's number one gold record award-winning group time in all categories. That includes rap, country, rock, blah, blah, blah. But truthfully, none of those awards mean anything. You know, it's the beginning and the end is the relationship we have with the fans. When you meet somebody that made your life possible, that's everything.
Absolutely. Man, you pointed out something, you know, like what you said was just so empowering right now, because, I mean, you're such a, like, a humble individual. Like, I know, you know, the media, you know, spins you to be, like, one way, but hearing it come from your mouth, I mean, shows, like, your true humility. And
large personalities have a problem, and that is that, you know, it's tough to take it in. I've never been shy. I like living in my own skin, which is the biggest lesson. If you can get comfortable in your own skin, you're way ahead of most people. On the other hand, many people have a hard time taking that in. So not everybody likes Jesus either. What can I say?
You are right about that. Man. So you're this incredible bass player. You're also an incredible songwriter. Did these two things come easy to you, or were they something that you really had to work hard at?
Well, nothing comes easy. Having my own comic book company is not easy. Having a film company, I have Erebus Pictures, which is a joint venture with WWE Studios, and I'm launching the Titans of Rock Music Festivals, which are going to be going around the country.
Ooh, nice.
And we have our Rock and Brews restaurant chain, which is exploding around the world. We just opened our first, broke ground on our first casino and resort in Oklahoma. But if you sit back and you kind of take a look at it, you go, yeah, that's easy. Ask any mother, you know, and she's got a few kids. So this looks like it comes easy. They have no idea. The birthing pains of anything, it's not easy.
Wow. Yeah, you're right. I mean, I guess, like, you make it look so easy, though. That's why, you know, like, you seem like you're...
Yeah, because people don't see the work. You know, you go over to somebody's house, and they're relaxing in the backyard, and they have beautiful roses and everything. They go, that's fantastic. I guess I should do that. They have no idea how hard it is. You start with the seed. You got to work it and make sure there's enough sunshine and the right soil and there's enough water. And as soon as you make a mistake, it dies and goes all the way back to, you know, the ground. You got to start all over again. People always, when you see success, people think it's easy until they try it.
Yeah, that's true. You're so right. Do you have any, any strange or weird pre-performance rituals that you do? Do you ever find yourself nervous?
I am the corniest cornball guy. I've never done vocal warm-ups. I don't pray to crystals or do any of that weird stuff. Celebrities are very bizarre. I wouldn't pay too much. I wouldn't give anybody, you know, whose name and face you recognize much credence, not in politics or anywhere else. You know, we just juggle balls, and that's what we do. And if you do it well, then you make people happy, and that's about all there is.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You're so right. A few years ago, you were talking about doing a Kiss documentary. Has that already been released, or is
that's on its way? No, it hasn't been coming out yet. Last few years, we've done some really wacky stuff that's been huge. Kiss Meets Scooby-Doo was enormous.
Yes.
The Kiss Expo launched in Tokyo. I was there to open it up. That's going to travel around the world. I think it's going to Europe next. We have our Kiss golf course in Las Vegas at the Rio Hotel. If you're there, go down there. You'll have a great time. You can go there and stop on the Kiss limo service. I mean, there isn't almost, you know, pretty much we've done everything, but there's always Kissianity, isn't there?
Yeah.
And
that's
then,
true.
And we were just in a movie from Universal called Why Him with James Franco and some other people.
Oh my gosh, I've got to see that. That's on my list of films to see.
Yeah, it's a really funny film. And there's a Kiss miniseries, scripted, coming from Warner Brothers. I just made that deal. And a cartoon show. And, you know, you don't have enough time during the day. But for those of you that have tuned in late, I'm teaming up with Wizard World to do 5 headline appearances at Wizard World cons around the country, starting March right there in Cleveland. And I'll be appearing at the convention, but also at every one of these 5 cities, I'll be appearing in concert with a group of really cool musicians. There'll be some surprises, you'll find out. Really affordable, $20-$30. I'm just doing it as a kick. You can go to wizardworld.com and get all the info, and good time is guaranteed for all.
Absolutely. Gene, I was also meaning to ask you, so you'll actually get the con yourself, like with a booth where people can take pictures with you and stuff?
Oh, yeah. We'll do all that. We'll do photos and get on a dais and answer questions and tap dance and blow up balloons and make little dogs. Oh, yeah. Do all that.
Sounds good. I wanted to you had made a joke earlier about Christianity, I can't pronounce it. But you've always been big with philanthropy, and I know that you are spearheading the Wounded Warrior Support Foundation and giving away a home. Philanthropy seems like something you always have gravitated towards. Is it something that you really enjoy?
It has less to do with me. That's called self-aggrandizement, and more to do with recognizing a really important fact that men and women in this country, our sons and daughters and our husbands and wives and our next-door neighbors, volunteer on their own. There is no draft. They risk life and limb and go overseas to fight bad guys. Not everybody makes it back, but certainly everybody comes back wounded.
That's
and
right.
Shamefully, the Constitution doesn't have an amendment at least guaranteeing a job for those who serve. So I think it's incumbent on all of us to do what we can. Even if you're in line at a Starbucks and you see somebody in uniform, get out of the way. Make way for a hero.
Absolutely. I agree 100%, Gene. And I saw that you had been doing some work with the U.S. Chamber of Commerce to help with getting servicemen hired, servicemen and women hired. You're working on a program. And I thought that was amazing because you're right. I mean,
well, it goes even further in other areas, even outside KISS. Every Rock and Blues restaurant that opens up, and we have them all over the world, actually, in Mexico, Hawaii, America. On the very first day, the general public is shut out, and only those who have served are there with their families. We honor them, we feed them, and then we give them a big fat check locally, not nationally, so it doesn't get diluted by anybody else or offices or secretaries. The money goes right to help local vets.
Absolutely. That's amazing. That's just beautiful. I mean, it's much needed, much, much needed. So just glad that, you know, you're taking the torch with that.
The least we can do. They just tugged on my shirt telling me that I've got to move on, unfortunately, even though I enjoy talking with you.
Likewise.
But for those who tuned in late, Wizard World and I are teaming up to do 5 cities together. I'll be headlining, appearing at the convention, saying hello to everybody. But then, either the day before or day after, you'll get all the details at wizardworld.com. I'll be headlining concerts at the 5 cities with a group of really cool musicians. We'll be playing the hits and some real surprises. And a good time is guaranteed for all. What can I say?
Hey, it's going to be epic. I can't wait, Gene.
Me too.
Awesome. Well, Gene, thank you so much. It was an honor to have you on today's show.
You bet.
Awesome.
I wish you well.
Thank you very much. Bye. Guys, that was Rock Icon Gene Simmons talking a little bit about his upcoming collaboration with Wizard World. We will put the link to Wizard World in the body of this post. If you're listening to us on SoundCloud, hit the subscribe button. We're also on your mobile phone or your iOS device. If you've got an iPhone or an iOS device, you can download the Stitcher Smart Radio app. It's available for free in the iTunes store. Download the app, search our show name, Redefining the Counterculture. You'll hear the same with Gene. We're also available in the Google Play store. Just search Google Play under music. Search for our show name, Redefining the Counterculture. You'll hear this interview with Gene, as well as many, many others. Lastly, we're on Roku. If you've got a Roku player, feel free to listen to us in the privacy of your home. We have over 200-plus hours of original content and programming, all free of charge. If you've got a Roku player or a Roku smart TV, you can go ahead and just search for our show in the apps channel of Roku.
This is Redefining the Counterculture on Witten Radio. Make sure to check out our website at wittenradio.com.